We begin with Juan Martínez Montañés at the baptismal font where this great sculptor received the sacrament, currently preserved in the parish church of Las Angustias in Alcalá la Real, Jaén. The font originates from the church of Santo Domingo de Silos in the same town. It is a Renaissance piece carved in stone, featuring decoration on the bowl with a border of vegetal motifs at the top and fluting and other vegetal elements below. A series of documents bring us closer to the artist's life. His baptismal record states, "On the 16th of the said month, I, Francisco de la Torre, baptized Juan, son of Juan Martínez, embroiderer, and Marta González, his wife. The godparents were the Reverend Mr. Licentiate Gil Fernández, vicar, and Doña María, wife of Francisco de Aranda, councilman." This document also originates from the Church of Santo Domingo de Silos and is now kept in the archive of the parish church of Las Angustias. Dated December 1, 1588, we have the examination conducted in Seville by the Guild of Sculptors and Carvers. Upon passing, Montañés was granted a license to practice his craft both in Seville and any other place he wishes to work, as well as to set up shop and work as a certified master. We continue with two documents from the Provincial Archive of Seville. The first is a contract between Juan Martínez Montañés and the Glovemakers Guild at the Collegiate Church of El Salvador for the creation of a St. Christopher statue. The second is an agreement between the sculptor and Mateo Vázquez de Leca for the creation of the Christ of the Chalices, or Christ of Clemency. Lastly, we include Martínez Montañés's burial record, dated June 18, 1649, from the parish archive of the Church of Santa Maria Magdalena in Seville. This glimpse into the artist concludes with a portrait painted by Francisco Barella in 1616, at the age of 47. The portrait, owned by the Seville City Council, depicts Montañés holding a modelling stick, shaping the figure of St. Jerome for the main altarpiece of the Hieronymite Monastery of San Isidoro de Campo in Santiponce, Seville, his masterpiece at the time. Now it's Gregorio Fernandez's turn, whose bust was painted by Diego Valentin Diaz in an oil-on-canvas portrait preserved in the National Sculpture Museum in Valladolid. It originated from the convent of Calced Carmelites in the same city, where Fernandez requested to be buried. A series of documents shed light on his life and artistic journey. First, we have the Libro Nuevo de la Cofradía de Nuestra Señora de la Soledad, a Angustias de Valladolid, New Book of the Brotherhood of Our Lady of Solitude and Anguish of Valladolid, recording the Brotherhood's assemblies beginning on February 2, 1618. This is a crucial document for understanding Valladolid's 17th century Holy Week traditions, revealing sculptors' and painters' involvement in Brotherhood life, not only as craftsmen, but also as participants. Fernandez, for instance, carried one of the banners of the Cruz de las Espadas, Cross of the Swords. A receipt dated December 21, 1623, details the payment for St. Joseph with the Child to Gregorio Fernandez. This document is kept in the archive of the Convent of the Immaculate Conception of the Descalced Carmelite Mothers in Valladolid. We also include a letter from Fernandez to the chapter of Palencia Cathedral, preserved in its cathedral archive. In this letter, the artist explained the delay in completing the main altarpiece of the cathedral. Although commissioned in 1625, with a 3.5-year deadline, the assembly and sculptures were not completed until 1634. Finally, Fernandez's death record from the parish church of San Ildefonso in Valladolid, now housed in the General Diocesan Archive of the same city, states, "On the 22nd of January of this year, 1636, Gregorio Fernandez, the illustrious sculptor, passed away. He received the sacraments and made his will and codicil before Miguel Becerra, notary to His Majesty. He requested to be buried in the Calced Carmelites Monastery in his own grave, and ordered 100 masses for his soul, a quarter of them in this parish, to which he also donated 50 reales to help build the tower. His executors were Maria Perez, his wife, and Father Master Fray Juan López, prior of the said convent. His tombstone, which is also displayed in the exhibition, has been preserved in the Valladolid Museum since 1903. It reads, "This tomb belongs to Gregorio Fernandez, sculptor, and Maria Perez, his wife, and their heirs and successors, year 1622. Later, the tombstone was acquired by another family, as indicated. And now it belongs to Don Francisco de Ogal and Doña Teresa de las Dueñas and their heirs, year 1721.